the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Gospel reading, Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. He's an intelligent and insightful man. And yet, like us, he still walks in a darkness. He has the knowledge of this world, the knowledge of schools and universities. And yet he, being a teacher of the Jews, has the knowledge of the Old Testament. But still, he struggles to understand the ways of God. On Trinity Sunday, today, we pause to observe this struggle in our own faith. One of the traditions of Trinity Sunday is that many congregations use the Athanasian Creed to confess the mysteries of God that are beyond our understandings. All three of the church's creeds, in fact, reveal God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They all call us not only to confess, but also to sit at the Father's feet and grapple with how his compassion is revealed in his Son and delivered through the work of the Holy Spirit. And so grapple with this thought. A father's love does not depend on a child's understanding. Think of being a child, or think of raising a child. The child receives the food, the clothing, the shelter he or she needs. And yet, they take it for granted. Even as a child has a temper tantrum in the back seat of a car, even as they grow and one day wreck the car, even as they go off and depart as the prodigal son from the home of the father continues to love the child. The great proverb says to train up a child in the way he should go, so that even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The child receives everything needed for this life, even among the tantrums. And yet, the history of the world, the history of your life, is that of a child raging against his father, even as you live off your inheritance. Reflect again on the prodigal son. It's a story of a man who takes his inheritance and runs. He lives recklessly, wasting everything he has, even to the point of death. And yet the father still loves the son. The father waits patiently. The father urges repentance and grants forgiveness upon the son's return. This is a beautiful truth, the beautiful truth revealed through the well-known passage that follows the gospel reading today in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. All of this is set against the opening lines of the Athanasian Creed, which says, whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith, that is, the universal faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without a doubt, perish eternally. Notice this statement reveals that knowledge does not deliver eternal life to you. Knowledge does not deliver eternal life to you. But rather, the aspect of childlike faith we have been granted trusts the Word of God and leads us to salvation in Christ. Again, reflect on the passage of John 3:16. This death and resurrection of Jesus was foreshadowed and recalls the manner in which God would save the people of Israel as they journeyed through the wilderness to the Promised Land. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. It's faith in this truth that saves. It's faith in Jesus that gives eternal life. This faith propels you to do good works that move you to care for your child or children, and in turn for children like you to care for their parents. Our faith is not based on our knowledge or abilities to solve problems or to solve God, such as a Rubik's Cube. But rather, our faith is based on trusting Him. A trust that your sins are forgiven because of Jesus on the cross. A trust that you will be raised in the resurrection because Jesus Himself rose from the grave. Today, Jesus teaches Nicodemus this faith, as it is set forth for you in the creeds. Jesus teaches Nicodemus about the Trinity and baptism, the birth that is from above. The new birth from above is a birth of water and spirit. The gift from God the Father brings us into His holy family as His dear children, receiving the Holy Spirit so that when we hear the words of Jesus, we would joyfully believe in the Father's mercy. However, Nicodemus doesn't understand, and he wonders, how can these things be? So Nicodemus struggles with understanding God. But what is fascinating is that even as Nicodemus comes into the darkness to Jesus, he keeps listening and he continues to struggle. He keeps struggling even to the end when he comes with Joseph of Arimathea to the tomb to help bury the Lord's body after his crucifixion. This comforts us today, because it reveals how the Christian faith is, in fact, a struggle. In many ways, our path is the same as Nicodemus. We struggle, we fight, and stumble under the weight of the crosses of this life as we journey to the grave. Our lives are also full of darkness. Although we have been born from above and receive new life in our baptism, still, our flesh is weak and sinful. Our passions wage war against the Holy Spirit, and that war breeds resistance in God's Word and leads us to live for ourselves. But examine. Examine how you have been delivered from the bondage of sin in your life. The pride and bitterness, the allure of other religions and gods, the ways you begin to rely upon your own reason and your own knowledge. The deliverance you have received begins in the darkness of the font's grave. The new birth spoken of isn't a metaphor. Instead, it's a gift. It's a gift that is to be received. It's a gift that makes you God's child. The font of baptism now calls you to place your trust in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So think back to the prodigal son. Even while being wrapped up in the sin and inclined to trust in himself rather than his father, the father continued to wait for him, his dear child. Even as you wander, your heavenly Father also waits for you. So take note that as you walk in the darkness of this life, the words of Christ continue to be spoken into your ears so that the light of Christ shines on you and within you. His words now give you the truth and knowledge you need in this life so that you will not wander after the things of this world, but rather rejoice that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, for your sins, and for your life. Faith in Him now gives you the precious gift of eternal life. Honestly, my friends, Trinity Sunday is not about figuring out the Trinity at all. Instead, it's about adoration and praise for the Trinity and how we are all given a gift no one can snatch away, a gift that you are baptized. You are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. This name makes you his child. This name shines light into your darkened world and leads you into the way that you shall go, the way of God. This light will bring you into the eternal light of your dear Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.